I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Continued testing of well water at the Air Force Academy has found levels of toxic chemicals to be within the EPA's acceptable range. In a press release, officials from the Academy said 8 monitoring wells recently showed no trace of PFAS or PFOA chemicals. Those tests follow 40 others on private water wells last fall. A spokesperson for the school said the latest test results show the chemicals have not reached the installation boundary, and there has been little to no movement. The chemicals are part of a larger group known as PFAS, previously found in drinking water in Security Widefield and Fountain in southern El Paso County. The chemicals have been linked to health issues, including various cancers. The Academy says all testing is conducted by an independent agency and validated by a third party. The Polis administration released a proposal yesterday that could create a new health insurance option for Coloradans. The proposal includes a formula based on annual data from state hospitals. It would set reimbursement levels by individual facility to range from 155% to 218% of what the government program Medicare pays. State Representative Dylan Roberts says hospitals will still be able to turn a profit.
We can pare back some hospital costs in order to save Coloradans money on their insurance while still protecting the hospitals that we all need in order to get our health care.
The Colorado Hospital Association sharply criticized the plan, saying it would result in significant cuts at hospitals. The formula was announced ahead of a new bill set to be filed soon. This is 91.5 KRCC News.